This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Brian Merz. I'm a Senior Customer Success Manager at Slack.
Brian, how are you involved with user adoption?
So at Slack, in general, as a Customer Success Manager, which I've been in title now for about 8 years, one of the primary roles and is always going to be driving user adoption at the customers that we have ongoing relationships with. And that's quite often a key requirement for retaining business and increasing it. So it's always been part of my role as a customer success manager. And prior to that, as an account manager and sales engineer and various other things in the customer facing side of the technology business. But yeah, so my at Slack specifically are, which I'm speaking not on behalf of Slack, but certainly as a representative, one of our primary metrics and our primary goals, in fact, our number one goal is active user adoption growth. That is how we are measured. That is the focal of all of our strategies more than anything else.
Brian, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
Well, successes are when a customer wants or can be convinced to really be interested in driving adoption, and specifically purpose-driven, business objective-driven user adoption. Not just, hey, how can I get my weekly or monthly active numbers up, but so I don't have to delete users, but you know, how can I really impact a business by a thoughtful campaign and change management and comms strategy to take users down a path that has a specific purpose for whether it's company culture or whether it's a specific business process that they're transitioning into Slack or whatever tool. That's really the biggest win, and quite honestly, those are hard to come by. Generally, they're easier to come by for new clients, or clients are earlier on in their process. But even then, it's far from guaranteed. And a lot of the work that we do is convincing clients they want to do it before we get to do it. The doing it is the fun part. I certainly wish it happened more often, and it certainly does happen a lot with Slack, but. But it's always a big part of our work as CSMs and as a CS organization to get into that state where they want to drive adoption for a specific set of business objectives. We thankfully do have many successes in that, because we're lucky that customers do see the value of Slack as a platform and are often excited about it from a user level to an executive level. So. There are frequently companies who really want to do this and are willing to put a lot of effort and thought into their onboarding path and their first time user experience and the comms that lead people to and through that. And then, you know, even as going so far as some really creative and substantial champions programs and, as we call them, Slack days, where the creating a lot of hoopla and, you know, getting people excited and kind of bringing all levels of users into the product and along a path of, again, you know, towards a specific business goal. So those are successes and those are great. I think the challenges are always getting your customer to that point, and that can take a lot and doesn't always happen. So it's just navigating customers who, you know, maybe don't have that idea of change management at their company or don't have you know, the resources for it, or, you know, maybe they inherited a tool from their predecessor and, you know, it's not what they're going to hang their hat on because it's the thing that came before. You know, there's a lot of reasons, but the reality is in many cases, you just don't get that kind of full on kind of buy-in and set of resources to drive a strategy that would be ideal.
Brian, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Well, I mean, fully resourcing and fully emphasizing all the things I just mentioned, I think, you know, is has to be part of your customer journey, you know, from the beginning of a relationship pre-sale, you know, letting them know that, you know, hey, yeah, this is going to be a lot easier to implement and adopt and more impactful than your previous tool, but it's not going to do itself. I think it's key to kind of tee customer success teams up for that in the sales cycle, making sure that the customer is ready to you know, assign some resources and devote some strategy to that. So I think, you know, from a strategic standpoint, that's really important. And then to make sure that you have all the collateral and you have all the playbooks ready to go, that's absolutely critical. Now, that's on one side of the coin. You know, you're always going to be bringing new customers along your journey, but you already have some customers that have been with you for a while, perhaps before you'd even had an idea what the customer journey was going to be. And I personally find myself in that state more often than not, mostly because I tend to work with very large customers who are traditional and regulated and complex. And oftentimes, the tools that I'm working with them on are the first cloud SaaS-based technologies that they've had at their company, either the, you know, if not the very first, and certainly in the first several. So these are often very new motions to them. The idea of a customer success manager is maybe even a new concept for them. So in that case, and this is probably where I probably have the most, I guess perspective, is getting an adoption in that state or that type of customer. It's pretty rare that you're going to ever be able to do wide scale training programs and change management campaigns or tactics. And adoption ends up being more about small changes that you could impact on their configuration and making sure that the environment that your tool is operating in is what we'll call hospitable to users. And often that itself is a kind of a revolutionary idea, because these tools that they've used in the past are typically not very user-friendly and have many compromises have been made along the way for security or compliance or just general kind of environmental complexity. So a new tool comes in, it's a clean slate, it's more modern, it's got a fresh coat of paint on it, so to speak. And, you know, these tools will inherently have a kind of better adoption rate organically. And while you might not be able to turn a giant complex ship around and convince them to resource a new change management practice within their organization, but by doing very small things, you can have a large downstream impact on the adoption rates. And I find that, you know, in the state where you can't get them into that ideal state, you can still have quite an impact on the growth rates. And because these customers are often slow to change and complex to change, that's often the realm of influence that you have as a CSM or as a new vendor in these types of companies. You know, we might be talking about financial services or defense or healthcare or other regulated industries. That's kind of where I'm, or just kind of your general Fortune 100 size company.
Brian, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, that's a great prompt for me to start some kind of personal blog or something else on the matter. Thanks for the inspiration. I don't have one at the moment, but you know, certainly feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn, or I also would just highly recommend Slack's materials that we've really. And this is not me. This is the our larger team, our marketing team, and our customer experience team has just really done an amazing job of putting self-service change management and adoption resources on our website at slack.com/help and slackhq.com, which is our blog. So there's just many great examples, I think, for other companies to draw inspiration from in both of those places. And if you have a Slack account, then a good place to learn a few things yourself.
Great. Well, thanks, Brian.
Yeah, really appreciate the invitation. Pleasure.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.